In the precious name of Jesus, who gives us rest. Amen. I want you to know that I always preach the sermons that I preach to myself first, and then to you. But I think tonight's sermon is especially helpful for me, and I hope it will be for you. The title of tonight's sermon is Rest for Your Soul. Well, you can see the image here is a little bit different, a play on the word soul. But maybe they go hand in hand. You know, when you're tired, it feels so good, like we said for the kids a moment ago, it feels so good to sit down. Because there's rest for our soul, S-O-L-E. But also, when we're burdened, we need rest for our souls, S-O-U-L. I don't know if it is for you the way it is for me, but I always, when I was a child, looked so forward to summer. I always loved summer, because summer, it seemed like, was such a restful time. Rest from school, rest from responsibilities and homework and so many other things. I looked forward to the summer when it was time to play, and it seemed like freedom was always ours. The time was ours. We could do whatever we wanted. The older I get, and I've gotten older, the more responsibilities that I have, the less I think summer is a time of rest. Sure, there are less responsibilities for many, and there are vacation opportunities for us, but still, I feel burdened, and I wonder if you don't feel that way too. We look for times of rest. We desire them. We want them. We crave them, but sometimes it seems so elusive, so hard to find the rest that we really desire. Instead of rest, I wonder if it's not for you like it is for me. Do you ever feel, do you always feel, do you frequently feel burdened? How about worries? Do the stresses seem to pile up? I know they do for me. As a matter of fact, it was just this week, my wife Deb looked at me and she said, "Are you worried about something?" And I think it was even early this morning, she said, "Did you wake up early? Were you worried about something?" And I said, "Well, yes, I think I am. About so many things." Some of you know that my mom was just diagnosed with cancer. They've done surgery and we're waiting for the oncologist's word and what the treatments may be. Some of you know that we're putting our house on sale in St. Louis. Some read about that and wondered about whether we were selling our house here. No, it's the one in St. Louis. What will it sell for? When will it sell? How much do we have to wait? What will that all be like? I felt some burdens, too, with responsibilities here at church. This year, this 75th anniversary year, certainly has been a wonderful year. And yet at the same time, with all the activities, all the functions, all the things to plan for, there's a sense of stress too, and I know some of you especially feel that as well. So many things that are happening, so many things that need to happen. Burden, worry, and stress. I'm so glad that I can hear tonight's sermon. I'm so glad that I can read tonight's text. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, where our text is located. Because it's here, in these words from Matthew chapter 11, that Jesus speaks to me. And it's here that Jesus speaks to you. He says to you and to me, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, you who are worried and stressed and burdened and afraid and concerned. Come to me, and I will teach you. Come to me and learn from me, because I'm humble and meek, I'm mild. And you will, when you look more like me, receive those same blessings and be blessed. Come to me when you are heavy laden, when you are worried and bothered and stressed, and I will give you rest. What stresses, what burdens, what worries touch you? Prices are up and down, and concerns about finances. We've talked about medical conditions, maybe for you or for someone in your family. Stresses at school and at work. Concerns about finances and family homes and all the rest. There are relationship issues and concerns with unrest at home. There are worries about work and what takes place there. And in the world around us, the unsafe place in which we live, the concerns about terrorism and all the rest, there are so many things about which we could be always concerned, always bothered, always worried. It seems to me that people often deal with worry and stress and burden in one of two ways. Maybe there are others, but one of two ways. For example, the first way is that some people, when they're burdened, they simply try to work harder. This is a woman in an elevator, maybe some number of years ago, in one of the high rises in one of the large cities. This building was one that had an elevator operator. This woman had been shopping, and she was finally home, or near home, in her apartment, ready to go upstairs, and she was lugging all of her purchases, all of the things that she'd been out and finding and acquiring, and she could barely make it with all the packages. She scooted into the elevator sideways, and the elevator attendant asked, and she told him which floor she wanted to go to. He pressed the button, and then he smiled as he looked at her. The older gentleman, the wise man, said to the young lady, "My dear, I believe that this elevator is strong enough to carry both you and your packages. Why don't you set them down?" See, she thought that if she worked harder, if she kept it all to herself or kept it all under control, she could handle it as heavy as it was becoming. She forgot that the elevator could handle both her and her burdens. All she needed to do was place them down. Sometimes we feel like we've got to work harder, try harder, do more, and we forget that we're in the hands of our Heavenly Father. He knows our stresses. He knows our burdens and concerns, and He is powerful enough to carry us and all those things that weigh us down. Sometimes people deal with stress by working harder, and there are others, the opposite side, who give up when it comes to stress, and they give in to things that numb their pain and keep them from feeling the distress and the concerns they have. Either of these extremes are not the right way. There's something in between. There's something that Jesus says to us in our text for today. And I hope you hear Him speaking to you. Words of love, words of welcome, words of comfort and rest. When we are restless and looking for rest, when we are burdened and looking for freedom, Jesus says to you and me, "Come to me, and I will give you rest. Come to me and learn from me, and you will be at peace." Jesus comes to us, and we come to Jesus in many ways. One of the ways you just saw this evening, Ava, you helped us by being a good lesson for us tonight, is the waters of baptism. In the waters of baptism, we come to Him, but more so, He comes to us to forgive, to encourage, to watch over and to bless us all our days. We come to Him and He comes to us when we do so through His Word. And that's why it's so important that each day, every day, regularly, we look into His Word. that we don't just skim the pages, but that we be students of His Word, students of the Bible, students listening carefully for how He speaks to us. We come to Him as we read. He comes to us by the power of His Spirit through His Word. He comes to us, and we come to Him as we gather for study, for fellowship, as we come to worship and receive the body and blood of Christ. He comes to us for the strengthening of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins. We come to Him in our prayers, and we listen carefully for Him to speak to us, to guide and direct us, to give answers to our prayers. In all these ways, and in the worship as we gather this evening, we come to listen to Him, and He comes to meet us. He meets us with His love and mercy and grace. And He says to us, "Take my yoke upon yourself. I am humble and gentle in spirit." And when you take that yoke upon yourself of service and of humility and of prayer, I will make your burdens light. The interesting thing about this yoke, you see, is that there's not a place just for one animal, but there are two that are yoked together. And when two are yoked together, it's not the responsibility, it's not the burden of just one, but that burden and responsibility, the stress, is shared by two. And Jesus says to you and me tonight, when you're worried and burdened and concerned, come to me. Take my yoke. Let me share with you what it is that you face. Whatever the burdens, whatever the hardships, whatever the concerns or worries, learn from me. And as we learn from Jesus, we see Him being humble and gentle. Remember how He invited His disciples to come so that He could wash their feet? That was the lowest job of the lowest servant. And if Jesus, the master and teacher, would do that, how much more is He teaching us to serve in every way? Be like Him to serve, gentle and humble. Jesus was gentle and humble, and He trusted Himself into His Father's hands. His Father's plan for the salvation of the world, His Father's plan that He take your sin and mine, that He die in our place to give us eternal rest, to be with Him forever. Take my yoke and learn from me, Jesus says, and I will give you rest. One of my favorite illustrations, and I may have used it here before, you may remember it, is that of the Plimsoll line. There was a man whose name was Samuel Plimsoll. He lived in the 1800s, and he was born in 1824. He lived in England. He was a politician, and he was very concerned about the shipping trade in England at his time. You see, what unscrupulous people did is that they would hire a ship to carry cargo from one port to another. And what they would do is they would want to make as much money as they could, so they would burden the ship. They would overload the ship. And when they overloaded the ship, it often was the case that ships were lost at sea because they couldn't manage the burden that they carried. Sometimes unscrupulous merchants even intentionally overburdened those ships, and then they over-insured the ships, so it was actually more advantageous for them to lose the ships at sea. And when they did, the crews went down with them. They called these ships coffin ships because so many died during those years. Plimsoll was concerned about the sailors, and so he put legislation into place so that the ship's side was marked with lines. And those lines allowed people who were loading the ship to see how heavy it was and how deep it sat in the water. And they were called Plimsoll lines because they couldn't overload the ship more than what the ship could carry. Sometimes you and I feel like there's so much, and we feel weighed down. We feel lower and lower and lower in the water And we wonder if we can survive it, if we can bear up under the weight which is placed on us. But let me let you know that Jesus has a plimsoll line on you. Jesus says, cast your cares on me, because I care for you, from 1 Peter chapter 5. From Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you, and you will glorify me. From Paul's writing to the Corinthians Christians, he said, I will not give you more than what you can bear, but with the temptation, with the burden, I will give you a way out. You have God's promise, and tonight a reminder that we have God's invitation. God himself, Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, know the gospel, know of my love for you and my forgiveness, and know that I will always, always carry you and care for you. May that give you peace and rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of peace. Amen. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ watch over and keep you as his disciple, as his child, give you rest and peace and joy and comfort and satisfaction. In the name of Jesus, amen.